This week, Charlotte Mecklenburg School says it will provide details on cost overruns and changes to school bond projects, and will start laying the groundwork for a 2023 bond. WFAE's Andas Helms has more.
Come August of 2021, the school under construction on Nations Ford Road will house a K-8 language immersion magnet program. It's one of 29 projects approved in 2017 as part of a $922 million CMS bond package. At the time, this school was described as a 63-classroom building that would cost $45 million. After parents at the current language magnet school complained that it would be too small, CMS added 8 classrooms. Dennis Lacaria has just been hired as a consultant to help CMS plan and explain its construction projects. He wouldn't say how much the expansion added to the overall cost of this school, but he says it's not unusual for the district to make small changes in the size or cost of individual projects, as long as the overall plan balances out.
If we're able to, you know, do some value engineering, deliver a project a little early, make some savings on project one, we can use that money then to help us with project two.
But this time, CMS says the money is going to run out before the projects are done. Lacaria says the county hired an economist to project how much costs were likely to rise during the 7 years it takes to finish all the work.
I think the number that they came in at was just about 11%, and what's actually happening in the market is about 20%.
County Manager Dina DiOrio confirms that those numbers are very close to what the county is using. She adds that escalation is expected to slow down in coming years. Rising costs and changing projects are the kind of thing the school board plans to air at Tuesday's school board meeting. The district has been slow to answer questions from reporters, elected officials, and even members of its own bond oversight committee. That may be partly because the 2017 bond projects were planned under Superintendent Ann Clark, launched under Superintendent Clayton Wilcox, and now fall to Superintendent Ernest Winston. Winston took over about 6 months ago when Wilcox was forced out. The current uncertainty has revived tensions from the 2017 bond campaign. For instance, reports posted on the CMS website say the size of two high schools has been reduced. County Commissioner Vilma Leek lobbied to get one of those schools, a replacement building for West Charlotte High, added to the 2017 bond list. She recently accused the school board of reneging on its promises. In 2017, Jim Puckett urged voters to reject the bonds because there wasn't enough for the north suburbs. Puckett, who used to represent that area as a county commissioner and is running for that seat again, is now calling on the school board to completely rethink its project list and add more northern schools. Technically, that would be legal, but Board Chair Lee Stashew says it won't happen.
I worked too hard to pass the 2017 bond, just to even get this bond in front of the voters, this group of projects, and then to ask the voters to trust us to build these projects. So we are not going to back away on anything that is in the bond.
What will happen at Tuesday night's school board meeting is a discussion between CMS staff and board members that Dashew says is overdue.
A comprehensive conversation about the 2017 bonds, where we are, how we got here, where do we go from here.
On Wednesday afternoon, the school board will review the same information with officials from the county, the city of Charlotte, and the six other towns in Mecklenburg County. Both meetings are open to the public, but don't allow for public comment. Dashew and Lacaria say there will be plenty of community forums in the coming months where people can weigh in. All of this is partly to clarify the 2017 bond projects, but also to lay groundwork for the next round of school construction, which is still several years in the future. Lacaria says the plan is to spend this year holding community sessions. Next year, he says, the school board could approve a ranking of all CMS construction needs, and that work
would lead to another bond, potentially in 2023.
Dashew says it's too early to commit to the timing of the next bond vote. She's just hoping an open public discussion puts the district on track to win approval eventually. For WFAE News, I'm Andas Helms in Charlotte.